Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners, and a very happy President's Day to you if you live in the U.S. And some of you even have this day off, I think, and you're hanging around the house or outside with the poochies.
Must be nice, huh?
Yeah, seriously, man. So, in honor of President's Day, Terry, what are we talking about?
Well, we're going to talk about presidential dogs. We have a list of presidents and the dogs they had, including one kind of a surprising one that was more of a circus than a dog. But so we're just going to kind of go down a list, talk about it. We'll start with George Washington, because he was first president. I guess that's the place to start.
Right.
He had an American foxhound.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he, well, I'm sure he was a hunter.
It had to be. Everybody was back then. For sport or for food.
Meals. Right. Very cool. Okay.
Abraham Lincoln had a mutt named Fido.
Oh, that's really cool. And how somehow that's fitting that he had a mutt.
He had a mutt. If there is a picture of it up on the web, it looks lab-ish, but there's something else in there. But
who knows what the ish is?
Yeah, the ish. I look at that and go,
I don't know. But they had the dog was a happy dog, got to live in the president's house.
Yeah.
Woo-woo.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Warren G. Hardy had an Airedale Terrier named Laddie Boy.
And Airedales were very popular, I think, probably, what, 30s and 40s?
Yeah, he saw a lot of pictures of them. Yeah. I don't know what spurred that on, if it was a celebrity thing or...
Right. What makes them popular? Because these days it's television shows, movies, and Westminster Kennel Club.
Yeah. Well, look at, like, when Frasier was on, Jack Russell's, everybody wanted one.
And, it made me crazy. Yeah. I was teaching obedience classes at that time, and I kept having folks come into my classes who were, like, in their 60s or 70s. They'd gotten a Jack Russell because Eddie was so cute and well-trained. And they're like, what do I do with this dog? There's no way they should be with a lot of people because they're a challenge. Jack Russells are a real challenge to train.
We're going down a rabbit hole, no pun intended, but... on that same thing, I saw a show this weekend that this guy was in England, and he was a ratter, and he used Jack Russells. He'd go into the farms, and they showed the thing, amazing dogs, when they're doing what they're bred to
and
do.
Bet they were happy dogs, because they were doing their job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'd bring them in, clear a barn.
Ratters. Wow. Way cool. I wouldn't want to be the handler on that job, but I think it's a neat thing.
Yeah. It was neat. It was amazing to watch. Anyway, we're back on subject here.
Okay. Next president. Next president.
Calvin Coolidge. Oh, I'm sorry. No, Calvin Coolidge. He had two white collies, and it was listed as numerous other dogs, a raccoon, a donkey, a bobcat, a canary, a goose, and a mockingbird at the White House.
So that was a zoo.
That was something
crazy.
Wow,
I'm thinking he was an uber animal lover, huh?
I suspect.
That's wild. They had a bobcat in the White House. Wow.
Can you imagine? Herbert Hoover had a German shepherd named King Tut.
Oh, that's fun.
That is fun. And that, you know, that's kind of that era, too, when the King Tut stuff first started.
That's
I can
true.
See how that happened.
How that name came about, yeah.
Franklin Roosevelt had a Scottish Terrier named Fala.
I remember reading about Fala when I read biographies about him.
It's an odd name. I wonder what that means.
I don't know, but I bet you there's a reason in there.
I bet there is.
And a good one. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Harry Truman had a Cocker Spaniel named Feller.
Ah.
JFK, a big dog lover. Six dogs had a German Shepherd. Two terrier-ish dogs. I couldn't tell by the picture, and it didn't list it. A Springer and two, I don't know what they were.
Wow.
They were puppies, and it was hard to tell in the picture.
And I didn't remember that about JFK, that he had that many dogs. Very cool.
The German Shepherd was gorgeous.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh, man, what a dog. Lyndon Johnson had a mutt named Yuki.
Yuki, okay.
Interesting name. I like that. Richard Nixon had a poodle and an Irish Setter. It was a full-size poodle.
Okay.
Gerald Ford had a golden retriever, and Reagan had a Bouvier.
Ah, the Bouviers. I was telling Terry when we were talking about Bouviers earlier, the first two of that breed I ever met very nearly knocked me on my butt. They were very enthusiastic in their greetings. Bouviers are very strong dogs, and they're really beautiful dogs. Okay, who else we got?
That's all I got.
Okay, well.
That's a pretty good list, though.
Yeah, and I see, you know, we're going to talk either in this episode or the next one about the Westminster Kennel Club dog show. And the presidential dog that we didn't mention is the current one, the Portuguese water dog. And I see that it won best in its group. I wonder why.
Yeah, surprise.
Seriously.
Surprise. Well, that's all we got for presidents. I got a couple other things. Just one good time story. Actually, a couple of interesting stories, real quick, and we'll close up the episode. This is a story out of Iron River, Michigan. And if you've never been to Iron River, Michigan, you go into the UP about as far up and as cold as you can get and still stay in the U.S.
And UP, I'm guessing, is Upper Peninsula.
Upper Peninsula, yeah. Being from Michigan, it's always the UP.
So you're heading for Canada.
You're heading for Canada.
Okay.
It's right by a national forest. Well, a pit bull named Patches rescued a poodle who was outside in the snow in a park and had been out there quite a while, was laying on top of a sewer vent trying to stay warm. And it was an interesting story in that it was dead of winter. It was this winter. It just happened. And the first time the owners were walking it through the park, the dog alerted but moved on. The second time they went by, it wouldn't move on. So they went into the bushes and found this dog, and the dog's surviving, and they're looking for the owner. It had a collar but no tags.
Wow.
But it's about an 8 or 9 year old little poodle, and without it, the dog would have froze to death for sure.
That is so cool.
Many feet of snow up there. It's brutal.
Wow, what a good poochie.
So that was good. And to top it off, Patches was rescued from a shelter.
Oh, the pit?
The pit, yeah.
Awesome, man. Yeah. Rescue dog is rescuer.
Yep. It's really neat. And they get along great. I'm surprised they didn't keep the poodle if the dogs are getting along so well.
Wow, that's pretty darn cool.
The last thing we got is an interesting study from this past week's paper. It's a UVA study that dog ownership promotes teen activity levels.
So this is important in this day and age when they're saying, like, the obesity level in kids is so hugely high.
Yep.
And they need all the outlets they can get for exercise.
Yep. They averaged it, and they took into considerations for, socioeconomic status, whatever. I'm not clear what that means exactly, but they averaged it out, and across 618 teenagers with dogs, 15 additional minutes of vigorous exercise a week is what they were getting in the study.
Well, and my thought with that is that's just with having the family pet, right?
Right.
So what's cool to see is kids of all ages getting involved in, for example, sports with their dogs. So if you take a 10-year-old who wants to get into some junior running of their dogs, like an AKC, that sort of thing, then they really amp up the energy that they expend. And my experience has been that kids are great with dogs. The ones who love them really love to train them. And so, I mean, that doesn't surprise either of us, you know, that they're great for kids. I think they're also great for kids who are adolescents and teenagers who are going through just the typical angst of that age group.
Right.
And dogs are just great companions. They'll bring up your spirits no matter what age you are. Yeah. They focus you outside yourself. And so I'm glad they did that study, and I hope we see more and more of that sort of thing. I think dogs are probably the best prescription for a great deal of ills.
Well, I'm certain of it, but
yeah.
You know how they are.
Yeah, everybody doesn't agree with us, Terry.
Yeah. Well, they're wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. And with that,
we'll see you guys later.